This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine on Sunday pushed back at what its foreign minister called, quote, apocalyptic predictions over a potential Russian invasion after officials in the United States sounded dire warnings that Moscow has stepped up its preparations for a major incursion. U.S. officials said the Kremlin has assembled more than 100,000 troops along the border with its pro-Western neighbor, but intelligence assessments have not determined if Russian President Vladimir Putin has actually decided to invade. The Russian force amassed on the frontier is growing at a rate that would give Putin the firepower he needs for a full-scale invasion, some 150,000 soldiers by mid-February, according to U.S. officials. They assess Putin wants all possible options at his disposal, from a limited campaign to a full-scale invasion. Russia denies it's planning an incursion. The United States on Sunday criticized China's choice of an ethnic Uyghur to carry the Olympic torch, calling it an effort by Beijing to distract from the mistreatment of the minority group. The appearance Friday of a 20-year-old cross-country skier from Xinjiang as the final torchbearer thrust her and the Uyghur question squarely onto the world stage. Quote, this is an effort by the Chinese to distract us from the real issue here at hand, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Sunday on CNN, quote, that Uyghurs are being tortured and Uyghurs are the victim of human rights violations by the Chinese. She added, quote, we know that a genocide has been committed there. We've called them out. The president has called them out on it. China's ruling Communist Party has been accused of widespread human rights abuses against the mostly Muslim minority from the far northwestern region of Xinjiang.